Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Chav Beis. This is and the introduction to Hilchas Muksa in Siman Shin Ches. This is going to be an exciting Yomi today, boys. Let's go. Here we go. Kol Shvus Chav Beis. Oh, this is, by the way, this is Mishneh Berurah Yomi for Thursday, February 19th?
Uh-huh.
19th. Let's go. Kol Shvus Derabanan, Mutter Ben HaShmashos L'Tzorech Mitzvah. Any Shvus Derabanan, this is an unbelievable halacha, is Mutter Ben HaShmashos L'Tzorech Mitzvah. It's going to be Mutter, even though you know that you're Yisurei Derabanan, and you know that Ben HaShmashos, right? It's a safek yom, safek laila. But shvusim amutter bin ashmashos if it's l'tzorach mitzvah. Kigon, lema le Yehudi lahavlik lo ner bin ashmashos. To tell a guy to light a ner bin ashmashos if you need a ner. Oh, ima yatarud? Or what happens if you're tarud? V'hutzrach la'aser bin ashmashos. You have to go ahead and take meiser. Let's say you're in a situation where you have to take meiser bein hashmashos.
It's Friday.
And you know, it's Friday bein hashmashos. Yeah, I believe so. We'll see. Now, let's look at the Mishneh Berurah. Sif katan ayin hay. Ayin hey, im haya tarud. She says, ayin lekaman b'simen shin mem beis b'mishneh Berurah. He says, let's see. Okay, coming up and simen shin mem beis in the Mishneh Berurah. Shin mem beis in the Mishneh Berurah. Let's see what's going on. When are we going to see it? We got a little while, but mitzvah Shem. We're all in Yomi, and we're going to keep going with Yomi. Everyone online, don't cave in Yomi. We're going right there. Ayin Vav, we have to go into the Ramah. Kol Dover Sha'asr Loimah Le'ini Yehudi La'asosei B'Shabbos Asr L'Rmoz Lo La'asoso. Anything that is Asr to tell a guy to do on Shabbos, it is Asr also to signal to him to do it. However, you could give him the old signal to do malacha after Shabbos. Look at the Mishneh Berurah, Ayin Vav, Aser Lirmos. Even if you don't verbally say it, if you go ahead and you signal it, it is considered Amira Le'ani Yehudi. Why? Kevan Shayyidei Remizaso Ose B'Shabbos. Because through your hinting, he's doing it B'Shabbos. V'hu Adin Sha'asr Loimalo B'Shabbos Eze Dover. And it's therefore Asr on Shabbos to say something Sheyavin, that he'll know Mitoch Kach Sheyase Malacha, to do Malacha. V'yalkein Asr Loimalo in Yehudi Sheyikanach Chotmo Kedei Sheyavin Sheyasir Harpecham. Okay, you can't go ahead and tell a guy to go ahead and to fix the what, clean up the top of the what of the ner. Okay, so that he'll know what, so that he'll know to go ahead and take away the coal. To go in and take away the coal on the top of the nair. Ach kisha omer armiza leni Yehudi shalo b'lashon sivi. Even if it's not a direct command. Kigon. Sorry. That's up to that. That's remiza. That's aser. Here's the key. Ach. So those are all basically telling him to do something b'lashon sivi. Ach kisha omer armiza leni Yehudi shalo b'lashon sivi. What happens if you signal to the guy, okay, shalom b'lashon sivui, without any sivui, Kigon Shaomer Haner Eino Meir Yafe. Like you're saying, okay, that the Ner is not what? Is not being Meir. It's not giving a good what? It's not giving a good light. Okay? So you're not telling him to do something directly, but what you're doing is you're saying a reality. See the difference? If you give him a remiza by telling him to do something and then he figures out, right, what to do by the remiza, okay, that is going to be what? That is going to be a problem. But if you don't give him a command at all, you just tell him a reality. Yeah? You just tell him a reality. Right? The Ner is not working properly. Oh, any yechol lekros lo or Ner, I can't read by the Ner. Hazeh. Sheyesh bo pecham. Okay? That has a what? It has a coal there. B'shomea eina Yehudi umesakno. And the guy comes and he fixes it up to bring some light. So then, Shari, de'ein zeh b'chlal amira. This is not part of the amira. Ve'ein lesor mitam shenene mimalacha. And one should not aser, okay, he's saying you should not aser it based on the fact that the guy did a malacha and you're nene from it. Why? This is one of the most fundamental principles in Amir al-Hakim. And you guys are all lucky that you're here, okay, for this halacha. What he's saying here is like this. That as we always said, there are two parts, Junior, to Amir al-Hakim. There's the Amira, and then there's the Hana. There's the Amira that's Sivri, that's Aser, and then there's the Hana that one gets from the Amira, from the Malacha. You got it? Getting Hana from Malacha is Aser, even if the guy does it by himself for you. So Kal v'chomer, even if you tell a reality and he does it for you and is Hana, it's going to be Aser for you to be Nana on Shabbos, right? Because Ad Kadesh Yasser, after Shabbos. So when can you then hint in a way that's not a direct Sivui? In a scenario where the Jew is not really being Nana. In other words, let's say you have a situation where you're not going to be Nene Kolkach. So I can't go to you and say to you, you know what, I can't read so well, I need more light. That's a direct Sivui, okay? And even though I'm not getting Hana, because I can read anyway, it's going to be Aser. So in that case, you could say, listen, I don't see so well, okay? Then the guy will be able to figure out, you know what, I'm going to fix the light. And then once he fixes the light, you can go ahead and read better. Why? Because you were able to read before. If there was no light there at all, and you couldn't read at all, then no hint in the world, like, oh, I can't read. No hint in the world is going to help. Why? Because then you'd be Nenef. It was just the fact that it was better for you, and easier for you to do something, that's not considered a Hana, that's also to be Nenef from Lach of a Guy. That this is probably the most key Mishnah Brura in all of Hilchas Sa'idi. Yeah. We just did the most key halacha in the Hilchas Amir al-Hakim today. Oh, Hilchas Amir al-Hakim today, and the ones that made it to Yomi today were Zaychazayim. The halacha being that, okay, you never let have a direct sivui for Amir al-Hakim. Even if there's no sivui, if the guy does it for you, without you telling him, but you're being nene, you can't be nene. But what happens if you can be nene, but you're just going to be nene better? So then you'd be able to do remiza, as long as the remiza is not derech sivui, if it's just stating of a reality and he figures it out. That was all in this halacha, this Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Vav. Yeah. Oh, draw a line. Yeah, let's go by them. Einam Yehudi, Hamavim Tvua. The Shabbos, you were seeing if I was weakening. You were trying to see if I was weakening. Einam Yehudim, think on a Friday I weaken. Einam Yehudim am Leviim Tvua b'Shabbos liYisrael shechayivim lahem. Yehudim, okay. Goyim, Einem Yehudim. They bring tefillah on Shabbos to Yisrael. The chayiv too. But Yisrael knows saying loy maftecho lo itzar. He gives them the key to the otzar. Va'ena Yehudi knows no l'sham. And the guy puts it there. Umodidim umonim. Right? And he counts it and measures it. Yesh mishamatir. There are those that are matir. Mishum de'ena Yehudi v'mlechas atzmo osek. Since the guy is working for himself, there are those that are matir. Okay? Ve'ena shal Yisrael, not the Jews, until when? Ad achar ha-medida. Until after he goes ahead and counts it out. V'sheyashav imo achakach, and then works it out with him afterwards. V'chein ena Yehudim ha'isim gvinos b'Shabbos. And also, the goyim that make cheese on Shabbos, the Yisrael roeh, the Yisrael sees. V'yiknois sam imenu. And he's going to code it from him. V'komakom ha'eni Yehudi adayt edanav shal yakavid. The guy's working for himself. Ava bishay Yisrael omeid, okay, ba'eder chodesh or chashayim va'adaita l'machram li'Yisrael ka'avid shari. Even though he's around there, right, for a month, 2 months, okay, and what? And there's no doubt that the guy is going to sell it to Yisrael, okay, it doesn't make a difference. Because before he sells it to the Yisrael, it's his. And therefore what? And therefore the guy is working for himself. The guy is working for himself. Let's move right there. Okay. Here we go. Usur, oh, Melechas Atzmo, Ayin Zayin. Melechas Atzmo, his aval ima tvua shel Yisrael, he says as follows: if the tvua is the Yisrael's, then he can't tell the guy to go and clear it out. And therefore, any davar muktza, it's only going to be mutter letzarech mitzvah oktzas choli. Right, so you can't tell a guy to take care of muktza, even though it's a shvus to shvus, unless it's a tzorach mitzvah, or ktsas choli, or someone's a little sick. Chalayim al elbe sif hei, bagan avram. V'ataz l'kam atzim v'shin ches, sif kohen zayin, cholek al zeh, v'das al yo, rabba, k'magan avram. V'ayim v'prim agadim, v'asha kosev al zeh, check out the prim agadim, v'masha kasabnu, v'simin reish ayin tes, sif dalad, v'agor mishabura. Ayin ches, ad achara medida v'shayachshov. Okay? According to his opinion, it's okay for the guy to do this until after it's counted out. Or to lomar kodem amadida v'acheshbon, before he counts it out, and the cheshbon, it's not his, einem shalo. Einem Yehudi, he says, shehevi chafatzah b'shabbos of Yisrael, brought his stuff on Shabbos to a house of Yisrael, afilu him asurim b'tiltel, even if it's asur b'tiltel, it's muksa, ve'evim b'shvil Yisrael, he brought him for Yisrael, Kevan Shahim Biyad Aini Yehudi, since it's in the hands of the Aini Yehudi, Rashoi Laimaro is permissible to tell him Lefanoisan Le'eza Makom Shiyirza. He can tell him to put him anywhere he wants. It's his stuff, go put him, he can put him anywhere he wants. Ayin Tess, Roe V'yikne. Okay, so he's talking about even if a Jew sees the cheese being made and he ends up acquiring it. Okay, Rotzalomar Da'afal Pisha Yisrael Omeid. Even though Yisrael is standing there, but Eis Asiyas Agvinas, while it's being made, Uve Eis Chalivas Achal, and when it's being milked, Kedei Sheyuchal Achakach Lachlaizamir, to quiet later, Afilu Achi Shari De Beis Asiyah, when it was being made, Ha'ena Yehudi Adaita De Navshekav. He was doing it for himself. He wasn't doing it for the Jew. Okay, but which is a chap, because he really is doing it for the Jew, because he's going to sell it to the Jew. But at this point, it's his. So afterwards, he's selling it to him. So he's doing it purely for himself. Okay? He's not doing it for the Jew. He's doing it for himself to make a buck. Pay. What?
Buy anything else. Anybody's doing it for himself, he's doing it.
No, but he can't use your stuff. Even if he's doing it to make money, he can't use your stuff. Has to be his stuff. Let's go, Viter. We had that before. Pay. Vadaita l'machram. Okay, even if he's das is to sell, right? To sell it to Yisrael. And even if the guy only makes the cheat on Shabbos, and he has from the kablam b'chovo, okay, b'shem lo yikablam yafsid chovo, if Yisrael is getting it as a what, as a payment of debt, and if he didn't what, and if he wasn't mekabel it, he would lose out on his debt. Shari, it'd be okay. The be'ez hasiyah and adayin im shalok, because when it's being done, it is his. Now we come to the intro. The intro to Muksa. The intro to Muksa. The intro to the intro. The intro to the intro. This will go very quickly. Okay? Before we come to this siman, I'm going to give a psicha ktana. The Yisr Tiltul Muksa, Shigadru Chazal. The Yisr Tiltul Muksa that the Chazal established. Kosav Rambam the Sof Perek Chav Dalet, okay, the Rambam, okay, wrote in the beginning of Perek Chav Dalet, Vizel Lashono, and this is his Lashon. Asru is going to give a numerous reasons why it is Asr to move Muksa, okay? We're talking here about the Gzeri Durabanan of moving Muksa, not the fundamental concept of Muksa, which is Hishtamshes using Muksa. This is the secondary Isser Tiltul of Muksa, that there are numerous reasons for it, Rambam is going to say. Asru Chacham Matalpa Mitzvahs Dvarim Shabbos Kederosh Shuos Bechol. It is us, the Chacham Asr, to go ahead and move Muksa on Shabbos, okay, the way he goes ahead and moves things around during the week. U'meimam Magu B'Isser Zeh. And why they come to what? Why they come to this Isser? Amru, okay, they said, "Umayim is here in a viyim v'tzivanu." The viyim came and commanded us. You're walking on Shabbos. Your ways on Shabbos should not be the same as on the weekday. The most sichas on Shabbos and your dibur on Shabbos should not be kesichas chol. Should not be right like the dibur of chol. Should not have a daber davar. Kal v'chomer shelo what? Shelo ye tiltul b'Shabbos gidul v'chol. For sure, your actions of moving things around should not be like chol. They should only like a yom chol by now. It shouldn't be like a yom chol in your eyes. The yabo lagbia was sacking kalim, and you what? You'll come and you'll pick it up and you'll fix kalim. Me pina la pina, this corner that corner. Me bias for bias, okay. And from house to house, olat snia avanim, and you go and you'll hide stones here and there. You'll move things. Bechayetzibam. Why? Sharehu batel v'yoshev v'beisov. Because why is this going to happen? A person's on Shabbos is batel v'yoshev v'beisov. He's sitting in his house all Shabbos, and he's looking for things to do. V'yivakev derosh yisasek bo. Hey, he's looking for something to do, play cards or something. V'nimtza shelo shavas. And in the end, he didn't what? He didn't rest. Uvat latam shenemar b'toya, and the whole time of Shabbos goes down. It says Laman Yenuach. So that's one reason for the Gzera. V'od, k'shi yivakev yitato kelim shemalatim l'isser. If they're going to go and they're going to be what? And they're going to move kelim that are malachtim l'isser, that are used primarily for isser, like a hammer or something like that. Esher she yisasek behem ma'at. You might use them, chas v'shalom. V'yavol yidei malacha, you'll come to do malacha. V'od, m'neishan mikas ad'am enam ba'al yomoniyas. Also, there are people that actually work. I would pretend and call you men. They, you know, they don't work at all during the week. They let their money in the bank sit, you know, and they don't do much. They don't learn, they don't work. So then, Efshar, she says, Kagon, Atayolin. People that, you know, that are traveling, the Yeshay Karanos, people sitting in the corners, right? She call you men, heim shaysim, they don't do any work with malacha. They'll be able to go ahead and walk, talk, and move things. There was no Shabbos that was clearly being kept. And as if you were doing malacha all weeks and you stop up. If you don't do malacha, what's going to make it Shabbos more than another day? Therefore, Shvisa v'dvarim elu hi Shvisa hashoveh v'chol adam. It's a Shvisa that is equal for all. This is something that everyone will enable everyone to be doing a Shabbos. And for this reason, Chazal made this a tiltil, the asr and the acid, shaloi the tato adam b'Shabbos, that a person should not go ahead and move things around Shabbos, ela kelim atzarech lehem, only kelim that are necessary for them on Shabbos, kemoshi is by, like we'll see in this coming chapter. Ad kan l'shono. Okay, v'arayvid, nasan tam shu, the rayvid give another reason, shu gedel ha'otzah. It's a gedel for carrying on Shabbos. Should not do the tato kol davar. He carry everything. Yavol chas v'shalom ha'idezeh gam la'otzi. You might come take things out. Yachin v'shal rabim. And this will keep a person from, you know, not readily carrying things. V'dan d'mikan ad sof simon shin yud beis. You should know. From here until the end of shin yud beis. Nizbar arba chalakim shal muksa. We're going to see four chalakim of muksa. And then we're going to move into the Malachas. Exciting stuff, boys. Chelek echad, muksa machmas chisar and kiss. The first chelek is muksa machmas chisar and kiss, dahainu, kli sha'adam makbid alav, a kli that you're afraid is going, you're gonna lose, it's gonna lose its value, your makbid shalo yifkom, that something should not, it shouldn't get damaged, right? Lo yiskalko, shouldn't get ruined or damaged. Chelek sheni, the second type of muksa, davar she'eino kli, something that's not a kli, v'lo maichal adam, it's not food, v'lo maichal behemen, it's not food for animals, kigon avanim, like other, what's known eitzim v'avanim, avanim, v'kanim, stones and sticks, humos and money, v'eitzim, right, and also, right, kanim are reeds, eitzim are sticks, v'eitzim, v'koros and beams, v'afar and dirt, v'chol and sand, umes and a dead body, ubalechayim, and an animal, live animal, ugrogoros, vitzimukim, which are dried figs and dates that are drying up on your roof, shemunachim, v'makom, shemisyashim, that are cast aside to be drying up, v'chol kayotze bezeh delochazi, all things that are totally not, okay, roi for any activity or usage. Anything is not, doesn't have a usage. It's not kli. It's not maichal adam. It's not maichal behema. Is by definition muksa on Shabbos. Now there might be ways to make it non-muksa, but that we'll talk about. But in principle, they're all muksa machmas gufo. They are inherently muksa. Chelek shlishi kli shemalat leisur. The third category is kli shemalat leisur b'sif gimel, which is a lower level muksa where the item, okay, can be moved, as we'll see, for tzorach gufo makomo. Okay, like a hammer you can't move, but if you move it for a lot, for like cracking nuts, it'll be okay. That's not what's called muksa gamur, it's called kli shemalachto le'isr. Chelek revi, kli shemalachto le'heter, some klis that are used for heter, those umunach alav davar muksa, and placed on it is a davar muksa. It's called buses of davar aser. You guys ever heard of buses of davar aser? V'afilu hushru b'Shabbos. Even if you take it off on Shabbos, kevin shahaya Allah b'yashmashos. Since it was on, okay, b'yashmashos on the davar heter, it becomes muksa if it was there b'yashmashos. Principle migo diskatzay b'yashmashos. Once it's muksa b'yashmashos, it becomes this guy is sorry lechula yema. It becomes muksa for the whole day. The yeshod shnei chalakim muksa, and there are two types of muksa. Echad, davar shaya ben hashmashos mechubar or mechusar tzeda, something that what shaya ben hashmashos mechubar. If it was attached, something was attached to the ground before Shabbos. Oh, something that was not yet caught. Okay, v'zei yizbayar b'hilchas yomtiv. This we'll see in hilchas yomtiv. Right, let's say you have an animal that wasn't yet caught, and now you catch it and want to shecht it. Was that muksa? Okay, that we're going to see in hilchas yomtiv. Then shenis, what? Yeah, it's something that lacks being caught, meaning it's a deer that's not yet caught. And now you, okay. you mean it's regular malacha tzedah. Maybe it's a tzorech ochel nefesh. It's okay. And Yom Tov. Shenis is mukt. By the way, mukt is not only on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tov. Okay? Shenis, mukse machmas mitzvah. You can go and add say sukkah v'noya. Mukse machmas mitzvah. Like the wood, the schach, and a noy sukkah, maybe even the walls of sukkah, the izbayar and yirtze Hashem, milchah sukkah. And we'll see this all in hilchah sukkah. Ve'ber dinam elu mikan atzof shem and yubez. These are lachas from here till yubez, shem and yubez, ken kaza ve yosef. It's all going to be there. Ve'lachin mamei ayin besimanam elu. Whoever learns these halachas, Yavin kol din eizeh chelak muktzu. He'll know all his chelakim of muksa. So guys, get this down. Shabbos. Junior, you want to learn tonight's Yavin?
Yeah, he does, Rabbi. He definitely does.
Junior, you'll do it?
I'm not going to be here.
Not going to be here.